This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It is time once again to hear what's happening at SIU Carbondale. We're speaking with interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell. Dr. Caldwell, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. Great to be here.
Since last we talked, the announcement has come out that SIU Carbondale will make $30 million in cuts for the coming fiscal year. I know that people have seen some of the numbers, but there's still a lot of uncertainty out there. Can you talk a little bit about what that $30 million means and when we'll have some definitive answers on what it looks like?
Sure. We will make things official for the July 1st fiscal year budget. That's when things will take effect. Now, please note that not all the dollars will be realized on July 1st. We'll just be putting some things in motion, and it may take the entire upcoming fiscal year to realize those complete savings. But $19 million are going to be permanent cuts. 19 of the 30 will be permanent budget reductions, and then the remaining $11 million will be used towards a payback, where we have to repay back various entities, including the School of Medicine, from where we've borrowed money during this past year to help us when we were short on cash.
A lot of other administrators, Dr. Dunn, the president of the university, have said, but for the state budget crisis, this level of cuts would not be needed. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. SIU has, as an institution, has done what it needs to do as far as the monies that we can control. The only thing that we obviously need to work on is enrollment. Obviously, with enrollment comes additional tuition dollars, and I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone. We can always, do better there, but that's just a tough environment. Again, that's not something that's specific to SIU. It is clearly happening throughout the state, which is what makes this whole mess unfortunate.
As you mentioned, $19 million of that $30 million will be permanent cuts to the university's budget. About half of that are sweeps of lines that are currently vacant.
That is correct.
People have left the position.
That's correct. These will, at least 10 million of the 19 are positions that were vacant as of May 2nd, meaning no one was there. They just were not filled for a variety of reasons. And so it's basically through attrition we'll make up those 10 million.
So people are now looking to Springfield and saying, okay, well, there appears to be at least some level of optimism that there will be either a stopgap or perhaps a permanent full-year state budget that may be passed. How would that affect this $30 million plan?
I don't know that it will. It will impact it some, but where it will impact more than anything would be the need to go to our sister institution in Edwardsville and borrow money from them, which we've been hearing about in the news recently. If there's any kind of stopgap of any significance at all, that would probably negate the need to immediately have to go to Edwardsville.
And of course, we reported on that the university is allowing that transfer of unrestricted funds from Edwardsville to Carbondale. Is this, are we talking about a flat cut across the board, or are you still looking at strategic, programmatic reductions?
This will absolutely 100% be strategic. Matter of fact, Dr. Dunn's memo to the campus community directed us to be strategic in our cuts, and so we will follow that mandate. And so far, my cuts that I directed to the vice chancellors all ranged at various percentages, anywhere from 4% cut to a 20% cut. And so, we tried to be very strategic and, as always, tried to protect the academic core or mission of the institution.
As we listened to some testimony, we mentioned earlier this transfer of funds, the borrowing from Edwardsville to Carbondale. There were a lot of faculty members on the Edwardsville campus that said Carbondale hadn't done enough, hadn't been forward thinking, hadn't made the level of cuts that Edwardsville had made. What's your reaction to that?
No, it's maybe not a fully informed statement. Yes, they had a Congress and they had done some things, a little more proactively and, fine. But for us in total, once this is $30 million is complete, we'll have made over $51 million of cuts. So I don't take too serious the notion that we haven't done our part. $51 million. That's a significant, obviously, hunk of change spread out over 2 to 3 fiscal years.
The university's foundation is also embarking on a new fundraising campaign, Forever SIU.
Yes.
How does the foundation help when it's doing its fundraising? How does that affect the SIU budget?
Well, I don't know that there's always a direct one-to-one correspondent to our operating budget, because this time around our focus will primarily be on students and scholarships and faculty endowments, ways to basically help our students. It will not be a capital campaign, and by that I mean it won't be about buildings and structures. It's going to be all about the students and to some extent also about helping, you know, faculty and getting them the resources they need. So it's all about people. So that's what this one's focused, and it's desperately needed because we need as much scholarship money as we can. Now, will that help free up some of our financial aid budget? Sure it will, but that really wasn't the point, to help undergird our budgets. It's more about just putting students first.
Brad Caldwell's the interim chancellor at SIU Carbondale. Dr. Caldwell, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.